the news, Baruch Hashem. So we know Shiurim Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're going to print it off the next packet of Armor Comments, which you can take and use today to prepare for those next time. Next week, also, Mordechai Schiffman, is working with the Shiur. I think he's going to speak to a few guys and give some Shiurim or talk about certain subjects, so take advantage of that if that works for you. I just want to finish up. One of the things I want to make sure to come today is kind of finish up the Indian again of the abbreviated Shiur. The Indian, we're talking about other modes of Bishul, right? Besides actual cooking through meat and water. We talked last time about Kavush and Meluach. We talked about Tigun, frying. Just to finish up the point about frying. Frying is interesting because it is liquid, right? The fat, the oil, it is liquid, but it's not exactly water. It's a different type of water. Rashi made that chiluk in Sanhedrin. And there's even a further question I'll discuss with somebody after the shiur about what they call today deep frying. We actually put it in this fat, right? It's not that the liquid or the oil becomes a thing you fry it in like a little bit. The deep frying, some like French fries or whatever, they actually put it, so what would that be? You did that with basal challah. Maybe that's really more like bishul kavir. You're actually soaking it in. It's not just resting on top. So, even if you hold the tigun, ordinary frying, we saw it's a machokas aposkin, might not be bishul, but maybe deep frying would. As far as, I just want to mention two last ha'aros in that. You remember we had that the machlokas between the achronim, pasul machlokas achronim regarding using a wax candle made out of basul challah for the purpose of Neres Chanukah. Remember, so we had the tshuva from the Shara Frayim, Simon Lamed Ches, discusses whether you can use it in Neres Chanukah, and he suggests that it may be mutter because you're not allowed to have hanah from it anyway. He says, no, it's a hanah, and Mitzvah Avahenes Nidu, and you had a discussion regarding the Shira and other things like that. The Elia Rabbah in Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sukkot Aleph, also in Elia Zuta in the same Simon on the Levush, challenged it. One of them he said, is it a problem of Bishul Bas V'Chol? Forget about everything else. Isn't it Bishul Bas V'Chol? So the truth is, now that we're analyzing it now, it's not really Bishul. Right? It's not really Bishul Bas V'Chol. If you hold that Bishul means, in the limited definition, cooking in through the medium of water, so it could be that those who are matu with the chana could be the shara frying. It was one of the kindness that the Elia Rabbah had. What do you have this whole discussion, mitzvah, slavah, hennis, nidhiyah, and all that? What do you mean? It's forget about getting the hanah. The act of lighting that candle, the candle is made out of fat that has bas and chalav together, that act is cooking bas and chalav, bishul bas and chalav. So maybe the shara frying didn't bring that up because he held his taka not mishul, because not through. Of course, it would be the rabbanim in any case. So, at least on a deraisa level. Okay, I just want to end off that unit regarding Tigun to print it here if you have time. A very fascinating tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov. Chelkas Yaakov was a rav in Switzerland in the 20th century. His tshuva is Chelik Aradeis in Tetzvah, but an interesting question. The Medina Schweiz, that's Switzerland, apparently they're going to say it outside because I'm a bit pressed for time today, but you have time to look through. There's an interesting tshuva. Apparently the government had a rule that the girls, young women, as part of their education, had to learn how to cook. Makes a certain amount of sense, but that's what the, today I guess you'd have to have, the men and the women would have to learn. But at that time, they made a rule that the girls had to learn how to cook when they went to school, and it was part of their educational obligation, if you will. So the question was, and in schools that went, in not religious schools, they were learning how to cook, and they were actually cooking. So the question is, they were learning basul challah, right? They were cooking basul challah, not learning basul challah. They were cooking basul challah, but that was whatever the ingredient of the the item was, that's what they made. They weren't worried about kashrus. So you had the observant Jewish girls, and it was prepared as food. It wasn't like we had with the Chabina going that time, that he was testing the chocolate to make sure there's no basul challah. Or of Aaron Salvatore's case that we spoke about, where it was a chemical experiment, it had nothing to do with food, it was a chemistry lab. This was actually for food. This was turning it into food that someone's going to eat. So that was the question that the Chelkas Yaakov with this. So he has a whole discussion about it. We have time to look through it. But his basic conclusion is that, he allowed or recommended to try to, since some people anyway say tigun is not the raisa, so the girls can work it out. If they have to use basul, they'll fry it. They'll make a fried dish instead of a cooked dish. So he was willing to be makel, that's the situation. It's not really bishul. Okay. Again, it's still raised most of the Rabbanim, but the Shas HaChat, so to speak, he was willing to allow. Okay, what about tzli? What about tzli? What about roasting? Okay, roasting doesn't use water at all. Roasting uses dry heat. It uses just a fire. Tzli is roasting over the fire. So, you know, or cooking over a fire, barbecue, along those lines. What's the story with tzli? So this also turns out to be a bit of machlokas, really machlokas we've shown already. Rashi, and the Kuf Tesem Beis, in our Masechta Kufulin, Rashi and Kuf Tesem Beis. Let's find it quickly just to see a couple of things inside. I'm going to go through everything inside today. I do a lack of time. But Rashi, Kuf Tesem Beis, do a mass of Lutze Von Nami. Find it here. This is a sugi of the kachal, you know, the udder, and the you have to cut it off, as we said first, right? So let me see if I can find the Rashi. Find the Rashi. What did I say? Who's testing out? What did we say? Is it Yuma Masna? Akamashma. Oh, that were up? Okay. Good, Akamashma. That's right in the little page. So, Akamashma. We talked about the fact that the Mishnah previously stated, we saw that Mishnah about the kachal. You have to cut it open, the chatzil, you cut it open to pour the milk out, the kachal is the udder. The second half of the Mishnah speaks about the lathe, the heart, not milk in there, but it's dam. It's also awesome, right? It's the same thing, it's supposed to cut it open and so on. So, in the course of that sugya, Rashi says, well, you have to see Hokkamashma, will be 7 lines down in the Rashi. He talks about, he says, the tzli, called the tzli nami kari bishul. Then the Rashi. The tzli nami kari bishul. The tzli nami kari bishul. The tzli nami kari bishul. The other day I showed you all the psukim, right? So Rashi accepts that halacha. Rashi says there that tzli is considered bishul. So Rashi is in no argument. The tzli is a part of bishul. That's what we see in the Torah itself. Tosus earlier, on the Tzadi Bob the Beis, Tosus with the Dilmasa Avo Mitzla, Tosus there is talking about someone who cooks. Somebody who cooks Gira Nosha, that's in Perak Gira Nosha. Tosus is talking about somebody who cooks Gira Nosha, the Yerech Shemispashu and my Gid, the rest of the meat that got cooked with the Gid. The Gira Nosha is the sciatic nerve that goes down the hindquarters and so on. So he cooked some of the meat with the Gira Nosha. It's a whole discussion whether the Gid is Nosin Tam, and not Nosin Tam, we're going to go into the details now, but that's the Sugi that Tosus is talking about there. So, Tosus discusses that there are differences between Bishul and Tzli, and he speaks about a practical difference. Because with Bishul, I guess because of the water, there is more transference of flavor. We're talking here not just about, you know, what the Torah calls Bishul, Tzukim, and Divrayomim, and here, practically what happens. With Bishul, the water, which soaks through everything, transfers the flavor. One could argue that Tzli does not bring flavor from one thing to the other just by the means of the dry heat. In other words, again, I don't know scientifically enough about it, but let's say water, you understand, water spreads and it soaks everything, so the flavor from one goes into another. Mashenakin by tzli, that's what Tosus, one thing Tosus and another Rishonim discussed. What happens by tzli is it's not necessarily the same process, okay? Because the tam of the gid does not spread through the whole thigh, the whole rest of the meat of the hindquarters, when you cook it together, to tzli. Okay, so you can talk about klipa, cutting off just the area that touches and so on. However, towards the end, Tosus does say, as a general rule also, that perhaps the tzli is more like bishul. Okay, so that's according to Rashi and Tosus. An interesting me'iri, I threw it in because, again, you'll get to it in the kolo, those who are in the kolo, the beitza, on that test of the beitza. That's the beginning of the second paragraph that talks about Erev Tavshilin. So the Erev Tavshilin, when you have Yom Thursday and Friday, we have the Friday. It goes right into Shabbos, so you have to make an Erev Tavshilin before Erev Yom Tov, as we know. And what are you supposed to have? One cooked item and one baked item. It doesn't have to be an egg. Many people use an egg for convenience purposes. It's an egg and a cooked item and a baked item. Okay. You know, here we have the so-called 3-day Yom Tov very often. Eretz Yisrael, it's much more rare. I remember my sister was in Eretz Yisrael, but going to the class that she's making. So I remember there hadn't been an Eretz Yisrael like that number of years. So I remember we were on the phone, what Erev Tavshilin did you have? Does it have to be a piece of matzah? No, only a peasant has to be matzah. Can you? No, it doesn't have to be a piece of matzah. It has to be a cooked item and a baked item. So some discussion there too, what does a cooked item mean? Right? That's Erev Tavshilin. Right? What does a cooked item mean? So the Me'iri in Beit HaDaf, that's what it is, Dumasa Lehush Amar, says regard to Erev Tavshilin, Bishul is a catch-all name for any type of prepared food except for bread. Bread, you never find the term Bishul by bread. Bread is always called afia, right? Baked, although it's interesting because in the Sidur, the Pas, you know, in the third on the Lachas, so we call it Bishul, number 11 is called Bishul. Really, it's Ofek, because in the Mishkan, you know, I have to do with afia. But okay, that's the name, right? In the, we call it Ofek, the Mishkan, that was Bishul, they cooked the salmon back in the list, I think the official list in the Mishkan, it says Ofek. Okay, but it actually is based on what was done in the Mishkan, they would make the dyes and so on and so forth, and cook up the plants or whatever to extract the dyes. So it's just interesting. But in any event, the Miri's thesis is in general use, but never the term bishul referring to bread. So therefore he says the cooked item can be cooked, it can be tzli. So there it seems like he does say tzli is included. However, that's with regards to Erev Tavshil. The Miri on that sugi in Sanhedrin, on Daf Dalet, okay. He said, I remember the Sanhedrin we saw last time, the Mas of Bishul, there the Ne'ili says, Tzli and Tigrun are not Bichal Bishul with Oraisa. And he notes that some people argue by Tigrun, but Tigrun, but he says Tzli is not considered part of Bishul. That's also the Chidush HaRashbah. Yeah.
Is that why by Erev Tavshilin he's Mekel, because it's a rabbinic institution?
Maybe, the same is, maybe by Erev Tavshilin, well, you make all Erev Tavshilin is Drabon anyway. Drabon will be agreed, it's the same. Although the Loshan, you have to look again at the Loshan. But the Lashon there by Erev, he's saying that, you know, that Bishul is a catchable word, you know, but maybe it could be. Definitely could be. That's definitely a good thought. Okay? The Rashbah, the Chidush Rashbah, the same sugya in Chulin, Kuftes, with the Leib, with the Kapel, and so on, okay? He says that there's a difference because Bishul, Stam Bishul, he says, is Mashmah B'Kedera, and that's not Slib. He says in two different divamas I printed them out. McCullough's many of time, look it up. Stam Bishul means in a kader in a pot with water. The Ran on the riff, on the Mem Gimel and Aleph, the pages of the riff, here at Chulin. Okay, that's the Ran where you have a long Ran, you know, at the very end of Parakalavos, summarizing a lot of the dinim. You have a long, long Ran, which is Kedai to read, but if you have some comments today, Kedai to read a lot of the stuff we've talked about. The Ran is Mem Gimel and Aleph, the pages of the riff. The very end of Kolobos, it's like a sort of summary of a lot of things that were covered. So the Ran also over there says that it talks about Chaticha Nasat Nevela, and that's a din of Bos Macholim. He says, on a Doraisa level, the concept of Kedei Klipa, which is Klipa means the shell, or the outer layer. So when two things touch, something trace, touches something, something mutter, so it doesn't absorb in the whole thing, just the part that touches. So you can eat it by being kolet. Kolet means in modern Hebrew also. It's the klipa, kolet, means to slice off the outer layer, peel. Okay, so obviously the meat is all peeled, but klipa means, that's a discussion, we'll get to it, how thick is it? With the finger, different sheets, how thick. But in any event, says the Ran over there, that whole discussion is not germane to Bas B'Cholov. Okay, the reason by Bas B'Cholov, the issue is Derek Bishul. Okay, and he says that there's no such thing as a klipa min ha-tar because bishul means, by definition, the flavor has entered into the whole piece. That's what bishul means. If something only touches something, there's no din of kedei klipa because that's not called bishul. It's certainly not the raisa. It's not derech bishul as ha-tar. Bishul means when there's been a transference or imparting of flavor. That's the definition of bishul. Okay? That tzli, as a general rule in Ashari Surim, is also only kedei klipa. Okay, and Bas B'Chol, that concept doesn't exist. He says that Tzli is not B'Chol Bishul in terms of Bas B'Chol. That's the Shita of the Ran. The Achronim debate this as well. Those are the Rishonim and Eighth Rishonim talk about it. The Chavis Das, here it's in Pesayin, it's in Karnal, look it up, the Chavis Das, the Biurim section, says that it's true in Lashon Torah, in Biblical Hebrew, Bishul does include Tzli. Okay, but that's an important point. You know, you bring all these nice psukim. But sometimes we say Lashon Torah Lechud, Lashon Chachamim Lechud. That's like I mentioned this in the past. In any language evolves over the years. Okay, different words mean different things. In Hebrew as well, there's Biblical Hebrew, Lashon Torah, there's Rabbinic Hebrew, Lashon Chachamim. And it's not automatically the same thing all the time. Think about English, when you read Shakespeare, there are a lot of the words you're not familiar with. It. Certainly if you read Chaucer. But it was English, but the language evolves over a period of time. The words change meanings over time, and it's used in a different way. You know, we call challah. I'm not talking about challah. The mitzvah of Rosh is challah. It's challah. The what's left is challah. The piece you take out. Right. The truth of the matter is, it's different in rabbinic Hebrew than in biblically. But anyways, that's what the Chavis Das says. Lashon Torah Bishul means tzli, but it doesn't answer by Bas B'Cholov. Okay, and he mentioned the same idea, because the tzli does not absorb all, through roasting, it doesn't absorb the whole flavor, therefore it's only asr midarbanan. That's the so. The pekadosh, however, and we saw that the Odeya Shukam Bey is here, we look up the pekadosh here in our sermon, Shukam Bey, said tzli is yes, the chal bishul. Okay, and therefore it's asr midarbanan Torah, and he accepts those psukim by carbon pesach. Now that's what it means. I mean, he doesn't believe in the concept of Lashon Torah, Lachod, Lashon Chacham, Lachod. But he says that that's the definition of the word. And let's be honest, think about it. What are we trying to interpret? We're trying to interpret the Torah's word, Lo Sivashel. That's the Torah's word. So tell me that later on it changed. Good, but we're trying to understand the word in the Torah. Okay? And he says that, which is one of the things that the Ram talks about with the Klippa and so on. That was talking about, he says, you have a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, okay, and it's outside the pot. The piece of meat is sticking outside the pot, okay, and all that did was the meat, a little bit of the milk touched the meat. So there, not to talk about the klippa, because just a little piece of the meat, you just have to cut off that piece of the meat where the milk hit, right? That's talking about it's outside the pot. It says about that because it's not derech mishul, okay. But if, for example, if you have meat and milk cooking together, which is derech mishul. Okay, that is derech mishul. Roasting. That is, don't bring a riot from a piece of milk that fell on a piece of meat where you can just perhaps cut off, you know, just take care of that piece of meat by itself. Okay, that's because it's not derech mishul. Or just cut off that place where the milk fell, if you still see where the milk fell. Just cut off that piece, doesn't answer the rest. Good, that's because it's not derech mishul. But in a pot or a pan or an oven where it's frying, or not frying, when it's roasting together, that's derech mishul. Okay? But Shari soon we say, don't say Chana Khalifa not the Vedo, don't say Khalifa not the Vedo, but Bosra Khal, that we're roasting together, it's Usr because Sli is the Khal Bishul. And he says, you know, as far as the Gemara in Sanhedrin is concerned, okay, as far as the Gemara in Sanhedrin is concerned, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin implies that Rashi tells us, learn it, remember, that Tigun is not the Khal Bishul. That Kosher can't Sli, right? We said Tigun is closer to Bishul because you're putting it, especially deep frying, but even not deep frying, you're putting it in a liquid. If that's not considered bishul, certainly when it's dry heat, where it's not liquid at all, certainly that's not going to be. And that is the mashmos of the sugya Sanhedrin, a simple reading. Says the Kaddish, there's no raya from there either. Because the Gemara there was saying, when it says lo sevashel gedi, it's saying, yes, we're trying to figure out. Remember, it says lo sevashel gedi b'chalei imo, maybe you should read it chalev. Maybe chalev imo? He said, no, that's not bishul, right? That's not bishul, because that's tigun. Right? Remember we said that the other day? That's, if you say chalev is fat. Fat melts, becomes oil. That's tigun, that's frying, right? Says the Ran, that's not a riot. All that is trying to prove that, yeah, the ikker use of the word bishul implies that we're talking about chalev, milk, and not chalev. But it doesn't mean, says the Ran, that therefore, automatically, if it's sli, it's not included in that positive. They're just defining. Remember, they're using it for the sugya of Yesh Emel Mikra, Yesh Emel Masoros. How do we understand the pasuk? So the rather the Pekadosh admits, yes, the Iker pasuk is mashma that that Lo Sevashel is Bishul and not Sli. That's the Iker come out of the pasuk. Okay, and therefore Chelav can't mean Chelav; it means Chol. But that doesn't mean that LaHalacha using chalev, fat, would not be there, or would be. That's not the simple reading of the pasuk. You follow? That's the Kaddish time. You can disagree with this. And we see it's a machlokes Yishalom, machlokes Zachonim out of pasuk. But the Kaddish also says that shalok, shalok means where it's cooked, it's beyond mishul, it's overcooked, it's cooked very, 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 very soft. He says that is also the klal mishul, okay? Also, what about right? Simply put something cold in something hot. Soneng l'toch cham. A cold piece of meat, I put it in the hot milk. It doesn't really cook, but he also said that might be insane. What about Eruv? It's pouring. We discussed the other day a little bit. Eruv, it's pouring. He considered all these things bishul, it's asa d'oraisa. Okay? Asa d'oraisa. That's the position of the Pre-Kaddish. We already mentioned, I think, the other day, that according to the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says everything is Bishul, but the Prima Gadim had said, if you remember correctly, but he's willing to be Makel when, and remember, Hefsi Meruba, he's willing to be Makel because of the Machlokes. The Chachmas Adam, we mentioned also, is Machmer by Tzli, just like it's Machmer by Tingu. One other thing regarding this, what if you had the prima gadim discussed in the psicha towards the end? Find it here. The mamash go to the psicha. So let's look at the prima gadim inside. He talks about here, this could happen sometimes. There's no cooking, it's cham touched cham. Right, I had a hot piece of a hot cheese got it, and a hot flesh got it, they're right next to each other. Let's see if we can find it here. Okay. He named Noga Chaticha Chama, Bosar, Lagrina Cham, below wrote it, Ladati Habirachter, a bottle of the Taurus Bahano. Two hot things, so you could say that, she like Bishul. Gadim says no. He says below Avadara Bishul, Rabbana. Okay, and he brings Yamshu Shoma has it. Acham Acham will wrote the Lahav in the Torah. Below Avadara Bishul, become the Rabbana also. And therefore, again, Safek Yesh Lahaka. But he says even if you have two, thank you. Even if you have two hot things, a hot piece of meat, a hot piece of cheese, let's say the touch, he still says again, there's no liquid. It's a transfer. He's only the Rabbana. That's the Prima Gadim. Okay. I'm going to keep Eger here. Let's go back to the beginning of the simon. Let's take a look here at our simon in case I am. Okay, we keep Eger. Our simon, the very first we keep Eger. Ella Derek Bishel. This should be keep Eger on the page, right here in case I am. He writes, I am Pichodosh, the Gamsli, the Irui, the Tzon, the Tocham, Havido, Reis. That's what we saw, right? We keep Eger gives you a summary of the Achonim here, as we saw again. Going to be chadar slee, iru, pouring, you know, pouring milk onto meat and so on. About to just interrupt myself, but what's that? I actually talked yesterday. I was talking to somebody. You have, let's say, a good example of like a pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza is you put meat on top of, on top of the cheese. The cheese is melted, so it's hot. Okay? So what's the status of that? That at best, it's going to be slee, I think, or I don't even think it's tea, it's not going to fry there. Or it's cham b'cham, right? I mean, so this is a major enough kamina. The person who asked me yesterday, Rav the Shul, discussing yesterday, somebody who worked, you know, I think I always say worked at a nursing home or something like that, and not a kosher place. It was supposed to bring food, you know, to the people. So an interesting question: you work as a delivery person or drive a truck, you bring it to Goyim, let's say. But if you're getting paid for it, it could be that's hanah from Bas Lecholah. If we're dealing with Darais, it's also hanah. It's only dealing with Darabon, it's not a problem. So this is a session yesterday. Had to do with pepperoni pizza. I think the person was serving it. I don't know, it was a nursing home sometimes. I don't think the nursing home could eat pepperoni pizza, whatever. They did that someplace. But they were serving pepperoni pizza, and this person, a firm woman, was supposed to bring it out on the cart or whatever it is. So Shalit's no gay. So anyway, part of the Kavitish Rikinagar, the Pichodesh is Machmir. Okay, it says I'm Yamsul Shom just mentioned the cause of Bosar Kham Shagulina Kama Ika Lamem Losarak Dorban, that's the people from Gorham quoted. Okay. So again the Rekiva Eger has some of the discussions here. I also note I put in my Makamas Tosis and Shabbos, Membez and Bez and Lasso Ocha, Bosar Rina Kumul, that's Rashbam. Okay. He holds that Iruk is Klisheni. Okay. Not everyone agrees. What is the status of Iruk? Okay, here is pouring. So klisheni means it's one step removed. I poured into this, I poured into that. But klirishon is considered klirishon. We assume is bishul. So like by Shabbos, cooking a klirishon, that's the whole tea problem. Okay, klirishon, it's law of gabei aish. It's not on the aish. That's the pot in which the stuff is cooked. So you can't put stuff in there and heat up. Okay, the question is for the tea bag and a klisheni. That's already one step removed. That's the whole tea issue. It's kalei habishul. Kal is easy to cook. And anyway, the toast in Shabbos there. Mentions you know, the issue of Irui and the machok is about that, but the Bishul Bishul or Klisheni. But Irui seems to be also according to the Kibbeh course of the Kharj. I printed also the Shulchan Aruch here in our days in Samech Ches, Siv Yud. It's talking about pouring a bulk and going through the office for Klisheni. Elim Kindiker is a Chelab Balkan. Okay? And you pour. And you pour water, a kli rishon, onto certain items in a kli rishon. Okay, all these things together. They have before you salt them. but they're dumb. That's the issue. I'm sorry. To clarify, it's in the Simon Ches, but it was dumb. Okay, so the question is, before you salt it, the salt removes the dumb. That's still familiar. Salt removes the dumb. So let's say before you salt it, you put it in a pot and you pour water over it. So now you're cooking it, so the dumb is going to be absorbed, so to speak, into the, but it mentions here, what, Gideon, Troy, different types of animals and so on. Okay? Ramah writes, the law be Meira, like a Shalom Pasak, if you look. Because what if you didn't, what if you just poured water over, you didn't put it in a pot of water? So the Chaver says that's called Irui, and that could be considered cooking, but if I brought this Ramah, because that depends whether it's Nivsaka Kiluach or not. If you're pouring, the Kiluach is the flow of the water from the Kli Rishon onto the item. So if the flow goes directly, okay, as opposed to, dripping it slowly and so on, the flow goes directly, now the Ramah says you have to have, you cannot Nivsaka Kiluach, but it has to be direct flow. The shot says even the evidence also it's like any other cooking, like any other food without the liquor. But again, that's a question whether the dinner and Shabbos will be the same or not. Okay, the Kedusha Ramban, Rabbi Lazare, the fine dollar vase, look it up, he says, raises the question, it could be that Iri is Bishul for Shabbos, but not necessarily for Basil Kol. Okay, so it's not necessarily the same thing by Iri either. Finally, just wrap up the Yad of Rum here on the page. Okay, Yad of Rum on the side of the page here, in the Shomar, along Yad of Rum. He says that Iri is at least in the Bashal to the Klippa. The Iri at least asks the outer layer, that by Basil Kol as well, therefore it's also in a Torah, and he disagrees with it, and because it's not called Derek Mishal, it's not a cooked thing by pouring hot water over again, all comes back from Derek Mishal, therefore it's only also to the Klippa, and the Gilead Maharshah, Shlomo Eger here says that Iri, it's a machlokas, since the machlokas, I'm sorry, the suffering in the Torah. Okay? The suffering in the Torah, and therefore he thinks it should be machlokas. In any event, these are some of the other types of cooking. Not really so much long as to say, so that I think it boils down to two things. It boils down to two things, okay, to keep in mind that you saw that hopefully the Pesukim can bring up. Is it Derek Bishol? Okay, or not? That's really the issue. Do people tend to cook like that? Okay? And B, is there actually lemaisa mitzias wise a transference of flavor the way there is in a pot? It's not just a matter of defining the word bishul in terms of psukim and so on and so forth. It's part of it. But I think two things. Number one, is it derek bishul? Okay? Again, that's why Ramban and others say maybe it's not the same as by Shabbos, because by Shabbos it's not a matter of derek bishul. Okay? Also, Torah, the question is will this accomplish bishul? That may or may not be the same thing on Doraisa level by Basukov. That other accomplishing. I'm like a smachshevet. It's a matter of this is classified as bishul. So derek bishul also Torah is the key operative principle of the basal kolach. So these other means, frying, tikkun, iroi, cham, tzitzonet, cham, becham, all these things may not be derek bishul. So again, let's clarify again for the 100th time. Us and Rabbanan it is. We're only to one of the derisa level. Okay, and afkamin, as we said, for hanok. But as far as that's one thing, derek bishul. And second, again, is there taktic transference? That's what the pikkun is finding. When you don't have it in a pot, so yeah, the whole discussion of klipa is because it just hits that outer layer, it doesn't go any further. If there's no rota, there's not water, there's nothing for the rest of this piece of meat to absorb, so you just be cold, and just peel off. Again, however thick that is, that's a discussion I'm talking about some other time. How thick could they klipa is? Not necessarily klipa like an apple peel. You know, different fruits have different peel. An orange peel is thicker than an apple peel, right? An essence peel is even thicker, but in any event, so those are the two things to bear in mind. And again, it turns out that Machlokas are posted with the Rice and Rabbanim. Again, the Concordat is Machlokas, others are Mufa Kula. Anyway, I will stop over here. Bez Hashem. So again, Wednesday with the regular Wednesday schedule. But I'll regular Shia Bez Hashem next Thursday. Okay? So I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Here are the Barbara Komas for the next pack, which is talking about the different types of Isra and Noah and so on.